This was very simple because very little was known about the effects of shock on the human body. And then when we started making this ground fault interrupters, as you call them, there was of course the need to prove that they work. And this was the reason why I made the experiments.
What, could you tell me some more about the details of the experiments?
Well, we started with low voltages. They are very extensively described as a, there was a conference in Toronto by IEEE, organized by IEEE, and there's a large chapter describing my experiments. They were rather simple. We started just grasping two electrodes with hand and then hand to feet. And we started with 20 volt, and so we slowly went up 25 volt, 50 volt, 100 volt, 200 volt. And then we had the ground fault interrupters, and they interrupted. As long as I felt that I was not in mortal danger, I carried on, you see. Mm-hmm.
So you did the test yourself on yourself, you were the subject.
With high voltage, yes, up to 200 volt. With low voltage, 25 volt, we had 100 people tested. Mm-hmm. Because you feel not too strong when you connect 25 volt across your body. You feel a jerk, an electrical sensation, but you have not the feeling of pain or of fright. Mm-hmm. And so 100 people volunteered, and we measured the body impedance, and all this was reported and brought to IEC.